about the issue of Bev plus an EGFR antibody cetuximab? I've heard that there's a new trial that's going to actually look at that in lung cancer.
Right. So the whole area of EGFR and VEGF dual inhibition in lung cancer is a very interesting one. And certainly we've seen some early data with bevacizumab and erlotinib that those two drugs together, first in phase one and then in randomized phase two, appeared to be better than chemotherapy. There was just a trial. We have the top-line data known as BETA that took bevacizumab, erlotinib, and compared it to erlotinib with a placebo. The release on that has shown that the trial missed its overall survival endpoint, though it did show a significant improvement in progression-free survival and response rate. Those data will be presented at the meeting next week in Chicago, the ISLAC-ASCO meeting. What about bevacizumab and cetuximab? That's an interesting question because the experience in colorectal cancer has been less than positive. In fact, there was a trial, I believe it was called Cairo.
Yeah, Cairo 2, and then there was the PACE trial before it.
Right, and those trials, PACE being with panitumumab, but still showed that there was increased toxicity in combination with chemotherapy. That said, SWOG did a pilot study led by Ed Kim, SWOG 0536, and this was a trial that gave the four drugs, carboplatin, paclitaxel, bevacizumab, and cetuximab. And I can tell you the median survival of that combination was upwards of 13 months, close to 14 months. And those data are still maturing, but it clearly looked like that was an active combination. Actually, the endpoint of the trial was not activity, it was toxicity. Could the four drugs be given? And the answer was yes. So much so that we've added that as an arm to our SWOG trial that I told you about earlier, the SWOG 0819. So SWOG 0819, well, the key question is asking whether EGFR gene amplification by FISH is a predictive marker, is allowing those patients who are BEV eligible to get BEV. So that means that there will be an arm of the quadruplet, carbo, taxol, bevacizumab, and cetuximab in that trial based on Ed's phase one work. So you might say, should you be careful about this because of the data in colorectal cancer? Sure. But at least in the pilot trial of 100 patients in lung cancer, we didn't see any problem. So it deserves to be studied. Certainly it's going to have to be watched very carefully as the trial goes forward. But at least so far, it doesn't look like there's a problem with toxicity. And even the early data suggests that there might even be increased efficacy.